Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps. Be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he'll gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Here we celebrate St. Paul of the Cross, not St. John of the Cross, but St. Paul of the Cross. This morning I was reading a book on the lives of the saints, and the author was pointing out the influence of the parents of St. Paul of the Cross. He was one of 15, but his parents lost 10 of the kids. No? You know, the pandemic back then was much more devastating than the coronavirus. No? But two incidents in his life as a child, I think, are very important. Even though obviously his mother would have suffered a lot to see her children dying because of the pandemic, his father too. The mother took her little son, and whenever he suffered, I think we have a tendency in American society, when a little child, 3 or 4, suffers, we kind of pamper the child, we give him a lollipop, and we pat him on the back and say, oh pobrecito, no? It's kind of the way our society is designed, no? to be overly sentimental and maudlin. And but his mother did this. Make sure that you offer up your suffering to God, united to the cross of Christ. And that was a preparation for what would happen later. He's going to found the Passionist congregation, which is dedicated to preaching the Passion of Christ. And the second incident was that his father, a good man, would be reading him the lives of the saints. So the mother turned teaching him the value of the cross, and the father, the lives of the saints. I think we all have our own Pamplona experience, our Damascus experience. What was it with him? As a teenager, he was listening to a homily of a priest. And the priest said in his homily, quoting Jesus, "Unless you do penance, you will all perish." And it hit him like a ton of bricks. In other words, if we don't do penance, we could lose our souls. When I did as a teenager, he made a general confession as a teenager. General confession. And given that a lot of us work in the exercises, this is the dynamic of our spiritual life by means of an analogy. I think all of us have, all of us have in our house, in our condo, there's some room that's probably cluttered. Often it's the garage, or it could be the attic, or maybe it's the basement. There's probably one that you know you should declutter, but for some reason it's not being done. So let's take your attic or your basement. Okay? You know that in your basement there's something that you have to have that is hidden there somewhere. What you're going to do? You enter there and you're kind of meandering in between that box, those newspapers, those books, that those nails that have been there since last century, all those different things. And you're kind of meandering. And it probably would take a long time to find that. Our soul is kind of like that attic. And that's what a general confession does. It gets rid of all the junk. Like that idea? Yeah. So the general confession gets rid of the junk so then God can start to work powerfully through us. And that's what happened in him. Not that he lived a bad life. He probably lived a very, very good life his whole life. But God had to burn away the dross, the debris. Then he started to practice a lot of penance. Sleeping on the floor, long hours in prayer, penance and fasting, until after he got back from the army, he was in the Venetian army, there's a possibility that he could make a lot of money and marry this beautiful woman. And he rejected both of those. And he had a vision earlier. He's a visionary where he saw a black habit and he saw inscribed on the black habit it was a heart with a cross on the top of it with the word pasio, which means passion. And that would be the emblem of his congregation. He was going to found the Passionist. So he founded the Passionist Order, which was designed to preaching the Passion of Christ. First rule that he wrote, it took him about a month to write it in the sacristy. He was kneeling down, bread and water, he wrote it out. He only had about 2 followers, himself and someone else. The others, they chickened out, but it was too hard. And Pope Benedict the 15th modified the rule, and then he got so many followers that he had opened up more and more houses. And he would go and preach popular missions. He would carry the cross. He would sometimes place the crown of thorns on his head. When there was people that were not willing to be converted, he would whip himself, scourge himself. And one of his first disciples was actually his brother. The only time they remember he got angry was he was with his brother, and his brother was a priest too, so they would be able to go to confession mutually, you know. On one occasion his brother said, you know, his brother said, you're a great saint, you're really holy. He got so angry at him that he wouldn't talk to him for 3 days. Until finally, after 3 days, his brother apologized for saying that to him, then they became friends again. If I said you're holy, will you get angry at me? He'd probably say, pour it on, Father. Go on even more. Embellish it as much as you want. What a humble man. The last thing that I read is this. It's very interesting that he lived to be 80 years old. When he was 77, he got very sick. And the news was brought to the Pope. And the Pope said, I don't die yet. He lived an extra 3 years because he obeyed the Pope. I found that I learned a lot about this saint, but there's so many beautiful things that we can learn about him. I think Father Benedict Rochelle said he already had gone through the dark night of the soul when he was about 19 years of age. Kind of like Faustina. That even though we're young, our tendency in the United States is, well, teenagers, they have to sow the wild oats. They kind of live it up. Then once you're maybe 67 or something like that, now it's time to be converted, right? We can be converted right now. Annette told the story of the death of St. Tarsicius, no? Yesterday in our Indignation Forum. He was a teenage martyr, bringing the Eucharist to those who were being persecuted by the Romans. So no one has the monopoly on holiness. Everyone can become holy whenever they want. God's grace is always abundant. We just have to say yes to God's grace. St. Paul of the Cross, pray for us. Amen.